Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Video games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
Hello, filthy animals. It's good to be here. My name's Ben Vanel. It's nearly the end of the goddamn year. And you know who comes visiting towards the end of December once a year? It's that great big jolly man.
Yes.
Comes down the chimney and leaves things behind that weren't there before.
He certainly does leave things behind. Yeah. I'm aware of that.
Yeah. Taking up your cupboard space.
I've been watching you. I've been watching you all year.
Coming down the chimney 45 minutes early or 7 minutes late.
Yes.
Who is that?
I've been watching you.
This is Santa.
Okay, right.
I'm Adam Knox is my name.
But is that how Santa is represented in your culture?
I've been watching you all year. I've seen it all, and I love it.
In Adam's religion, Danny DeVito is playing Santa.
Yes. He's playing Detective Pikachu and Santa.
Great.
Yeah, and if he's busy, Bob Hoskins steps in.
Yeah.
Bah! I'm stuck in the chimney.
You guys still believe in Santa?
Yes.
Wait, why do you say the word still? That implies as though one wouldn't believe in Santa, possibly.
Why do you say the word believe? It's if Santa's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He died for our sins.
Interesting. So you both think that Santa is real?
When I found out that Santa wasn't real, sorry, Ben, I sat my parents down. I was like five or something. I was like,
you told them.
Why?
Listen, Mum, Dad, there's something I need to reveal.
I was like, why have you been lying to me?
Wow.
Like this. Why have I been misled for these formative years of my life?
Adam was parented by Sean Penn in I Am Sam.
That's a very politically correct way of saying the thing you wanted to say.
Hell yeah.
Loophole.
You never go full Santa.
Icarus, baby, flying close to the sun on this one.
I was like, I really believed in Santa for a while, like a normal amount of time.
You're Jewish.
But Christmas is still a thing. We don't practice Judaism.
Right. Mm.
I guess it just comes naturally to you. Yes. You don't have to practice.
Yeah.
You say...
You cannot have that money back.
He said, you're Jewish, and then you went, we don't practice Judaism, as if you're speaking on behalf of all Jewish people. It's like, none of us actually do it.
Yeah, we all actually love Christmas.
That's a common myth about the Jews, that they are Judaic.
No, I'm only ethnically Jewish.
Right.
I'm
culturally Marxist.
Yes. I'm annoyed with that stuff. But that's a whole other topic.
Right.
No, yeah, like we just did whatever was fun. So like Easter when it was fun, Christmas because
you
it's
do
like,
Greek Easter.
Yeah, we smash a lot of
eight. Just eat heaps.
Yeah. Smash ceramic eggs and all that stuff.
Yep.
But no, I we've always done Christmas and I love it. And yeah, I was like not wanting to accept that Santa was not real. Like
how old were you?
I don't know. Around the normal age, but I was
What's
like...
What's the normal age?
Like 7 or something.
Okay.
But I wanted it to be real and I was upset.
I wish it kept going for longer. Mm. Like it would be more impressive if it was like the agreed upon age as you find out when you're 20. You know what I mean? If you were still having that said to you all through your late teenage years, you'd be pretty impressed. By the time you find out, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Like you managed to keep that from me for this long.
Like you're the president finding out about aliens on your first day in the office. Be like, holy shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good job, everybody.
You really kept this under lock and key. I remember doing the same thing to you, Adam. I remember being like very pissed off.
Yeah.
Like very, like, I think finding the classic, like, finding out, you know, word going around the schoolyard and like storming into my parents' room and going like, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're like, Tommy, get out. We're just hugging.
We're just wrapping your gift.
Yeah, it's a little Christmas tradition we have that is real.
You wrapped it in clear paper and it's just white sludge. I don't want this gift.
Sludge.
Uh-huh. It was cum in a condom was what I was talking about.
Sludge.
Show me cum in a condom.
My favorite cocktail, cum in a condom. It's actually semen in a glass.
What do you boys think you're getting for Christmas?
Like house stuff. I just moved house, so I'll probably get a.
Did we talk about
saucepan or something?
Yeah, I want a saucepan. I want like a real good frying pan.
Well, I'm at the end of the cycle you're at because you've just moved out or again for the first time.
Well, I've just moved. I was for 2 months staying with my. My parents were living with me.
Interesting. You sat them down on their couch.
For 2 months.
Yeah, no one moves back with their parents in the interim and then when they get out go, well, I'm moving out again, mum and dad.
Well, his virginity certainly came
I'm running away.
But you had to like get a bunch of new stuff and you're kind of starting fresh. You're in a bigger place than you were before.
Yeah. That was kind of a choice, though, because I was like, all the stuff I've had it for a few years. I was going to replace it roughly now anyway.
Yes,
I'll
but...
I'll fucking reset.
So, like, you're getting new stuff, whereas I got my new stuff, like, 5 years ago, and I'm starting to need new stuff again.
That's exactly the same situation.
Hmm?
It literally is the same situation.
You've described the same situation except from the perspective that you think I'm ridiculous.
Well, I didn't throw all my stuff away by choice.
And
you just said that you did.
And you've somehow framed it in a way that makes it sound like you think that you're beautiful and unique for needing new stuff after 5 years.
Well, I'm just saying that I didn't like toss it all in a move. I still have it all.
You're
going
to upgrade. Oh,
I'd like a new saucepan now.
Right.
Yeah.
But then that makes you dumber than him because you carted this stuff to a new destination and you now don't want it.
But I also didn't throw all of it away at the same time.
I threw away some stuff I didn't need anymore to replace it. But I didn't just go like, well, I'm a Buddhist for a little while.
That's not the way you made it sound. You've been like, I have no furniture because I had to buy it all again.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of new furniture and then didn't have the time to like... put it all in there straight, but I got it all there now. It's beautiful.
See, really,
it?
The only sensible one on this podcast is me, who put all of my stuff into storage, moved into a house that I realized I couldn't fit the stuff in, buy new stuff, and then take ages to get the stuff out of the storage locker, meaning that I paid unnecessary fees for 2 months and then ended up giving all of it away for free, making absolutely none of the money back whatsoever.
It's a real struggle to move my just bought drum machine.
Yeah, there's no room for all this stuff.
This place, my slip and slide doesn't even fit here.
There was a point where the drums were like one of the only things in here.
Yes.
I think the drums got brought in before a couch turned up.
Yes, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bring the drums in first.
Yeah.
Good song as well.
Thank you.
The drum hits and goes boom ba 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 de. That's what drums sound like.
So you just want practical stuff. Was it off mic we were talking about this, about how your family is the other way around from mine, where
Jewish.
Your parents just buy stuff that they want.
Yeah.
And are like, give us the money for this. And then they'll roll the dice on getting a gift for you.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. See, mine are like, just buy yourself something and we'll give you the money.
Yeah, that's... Because, you were telling me off mic that Christmas sort of is not a huge deal for you.
I believe the language I used was, I fucking hate Christmas.
I was trying to soften it a little bit.
That's pretty... There's a certain character who reminds me of you.
Yes.
Interesting.
Right in the hat.
Rhymes, Fabio.
Rhymes with inch.
Okay.
David Lynch.
That's,
you're
I'll
confusing
take
me right here.
Famously hates Christmas.
He probably does. It's probably not his bag.
Mm. He'd say it was consumerist.
Yes. Yeah.
Except he'd say it with his head at an angle, like a Dutch tilt, so the world looked interesting. It wasn't really. It was pretty plain.
Nah, he's pretty good.
I don't like him.
So what do you want, Adam? You want some house stuff?
Whatever. Anything.
Well, you know, he threw all his stuff out. So
right.
I threw my stuff out in a blind fit of stupid rage. I whatever, anything that where it looks like someone's stressed about it, I feel good about. Even if it's a bad gift and isn't thoughtful, if it looks like they went like, what the fuck am I going to get him?
Totally, yeah.
Like we just did a Kris Kringle thing with my friends and the guy who got me.
We're going on record with this?
He got me a Snoop Dogg cookbook and a jack-off thing. Like one of them little fucking eggs that you jack yourself off with. Because he was like, I thought it'd be funny. I was like, it's awkward. Because everyone else is getting nice little gifts here.
Right.
And yeah. I'm sitting here, everyone knows I'm going to wank one day.
You, and you yeah. are.
And I've never done it until then.
You are going to use it too.
What do you mean, are going to? It's the wrong tense.
What are you... What I don't... I've not heard of this little egg thing. No, so what, like a fleshlight?
Yeah, no, because yeah. we had a chimp cop meeting the other day, like the next day.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, it's like a jack-off machine. And we were like, what, like a rubber
jack-off
hand?
Jack-off machine.
Yeah, like yeah. We are all picturing a rubber hand, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's just like a little silicon tube and it's inside of a larger plastic tube and it's pre-lubed.
It's a fleshlight.
It's a fleshlight, but it's only single use, apparently.
Oh.
It says something like, throw this away immediately afterward and think about what you've done.
Why? That's like worse than having nothing. Like, that's just...
It was funny. He was trying to be funny. It was kind of funny.
Okay.
I think I have, weirdly enough, I've seen a video on Twitter of Ice Cube and his son. And
could this be related?
Yeah. Ice-T and his son. And they're on tour together. And they've picked one up at like a vending machine or something, and it's like them doing an unboxing and a product review. A grown man sitting with his dad talking about this little pocket pussy thing.
They're pretty funny. Yeah. Like when you look in the cold light of day at what it is that makes a man come, it's dumbest shit.
Anything.
Yeah. Like I made this fucking gross rubber hole.
Yeah.
With a bunch of fucking oil in it.
Ugh.
Mm.
And you love it.
Yeah. Oil's
a weird
good.
Marketing thing.
Oil's fine. Rubber.
Silicone rubber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rubber plus oil equals, I don't know.
So no one else at the Kris Kringle thing got an even remotely crass
The whole thing is to get each other the nicest gifts you can think
we've
of.
We skimmed over Snoop Dogg Cookbook.
Snoop Dogg Cookbook was really good. I loved that.
Really?
It's nothing to do with my personality, but I loved it.
Okay.
By chance.
That was the funny one.
Yeah. And it's like got some pretty good shit in there. I want to make the chicken and waffles that's in there.
Okay.
I reckon I didn't need a recipe to make chicken and waffles because you fry up some chicken and you make some waffles, you pour some maple syrup on it.
Could have used a waffle maker.
Mm.
Holy shit. Wish I hadn't thrown my waffle maker away.
Who are you just claiming off the top of your head that you would know how to make waffles?
Mm. Yeah, you pour fucking batter into a waffle machine.
What goes in the batter?
Batter. You buy it from a shop.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You don't need to make waffles from scratch.
Well, then you may as well just go. It's like you going, I don't need a recipe for chicken and waffles. I just go to a restaurant and get it there.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it'd be like what? Flour, egg, milk.
Yeah, exactly. It's like pancakes. It's the same as pancakes, but in a different shape, I'm pretty sure. With, I think, maybe slightly more egg.
Mm.
Interesting.
That's what I'd do.
The chicken?
The chicken, you got to have a lot of egg.
Yes.
And then you got to leave it for a long time, and then the chicken comes and finds the egg because they love the smell.
Oh, yeah, it's a little chicken bait.
That's what I learned. Mm. That's how the stork brings it, which is something my parents have told me, and I've never sat them down and asked if it was true.
That would be a pretty awesome thing, a cookbook where the person writing the cookbook doesn't know that you can just buy chicken from a shop. So the preparation time is like fucking years because you've got to wait for the egg to hatch
I was thinking
and mature.
About exactly this the other day. I thought it'd be kind of a cool show, and they might have done it already, where it's like a cooking show. So they're like, all right, today we're going to make a cake. Mm. And he literally goes through and makes every aspect of it from the very beginning. So like if you need flour, you go and get seeds for wheat and you plant wheat and you harvest the wheat and you fucking do whatever makes that into flour.
Okay, and is
crush
that
it, I think.
Yeah, crush the grains.
Is that an interesting TV show?
If you did it right.
You got to cut it quickly.
Right.
You can't.
Yeah.
It's not real time.
It can't be real time.
No, I reckon it should be real time.
Or it's like that, it's like that 7-Up.
One season is just the cake.
It's 7-Up, but every 7 years you come back and he's like, I want to go to a shop. I hate this.
The chickens keep dying. No one's here to film.
I'm so hungry.
Ugh.
Or it's like one season, but they've just fucked it up and it's like all of the recipes have one ingredient in them that's just the same. So every episode you're watching this cunt grow flour.
Yeah, it's all sandwiches.
After he makes everything, he's got to burn the initial crop.
Great.
Okay, yeah.
I'm into this.
Yeah.
I would love to make that. And then, you know, you get a good host.
Yes.
It all relies on the host. It would have been good for Anthony Bourdain while he was still alive. Someone like
Adam.
That.
I've just started watching Parts Unknown for the first time. Great. Great show. Let's talk about it in a different episode of our show.
Yeah, that's your hot take.
Yeah.
Guys, you know, Gaming Publication of the Year. What an absolute honour for us to win.
Yes.
This prestigious evening.
Yes, enough with the preamble. It's time to accept this award.
Yeah.
It's good that we're recording after the games, the Australian Games Awards have been on. Mm-hmm. If we're recording at, say, 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the 19th of December.
Yes.
Well, we wouldn't know who's won.
No, we wouldn't. We'd have no idea.
But luckily, we're recording at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yep.
We'd be about half an hour away from finding out.
Mm.
I'd say at least.
But we would be in the unfortunate position where by the time we put this up, everyone would already know who's won.
Exactly.
So we would look like complete idiots.
Well, if we were in that position, we wouldn't have the opportunity to make the acceptance speech that we're about to make.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we know that we won. And I, first of all, like to thank God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not your one, Ben. My one. The real one. L. Ron Hubbard.
Great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not that one. Not the Scientology one.
What? Okay.
He's a different guy. He's
L. Ron Hubbard.
No, yeah. His name's L. Ron Hubbard.
Do they celebrate Christmas? If you're a Scientologist, do you celebrate Christmas?
I reckon no. Probably I don't know, though.
They believe in aliens. I don't think aliens had Christmas.
But maybe there was Jesus. Well, I don't know what they're... I've not looked too deeply into Scientology.
They'd have something that runs parallel. Yeah, some bullshit probably, thing that they've made up that just gets to mean that they join in on the fun.
We have Hubbard a Palooza.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's in July, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
The Arctic Monkeys played it this year. but Games Journalist of the Year, it's exciting stuff. It's an exciting win for us.
We do a lot of it every episode.
We weren't even nominated for that one. We were nominated for Gaming Publication of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true.
What did I say? Games
Journalist. Games, which is a different category.
That is a different category, right? We're the publication.
Yeah.
It's so
fresh in your mind. I'm sure you're a little scattered. It's understandable.
Well, I'm shocked and overwhelmed. I didn't expect to win.
It is 7 hours later, though.
Yeah.
As Adam said, it is 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Academy. The Academy that I went to teach me posture.
Yep. Thank you.
The Academy, I mean.
To my academy, Police Academy.
Nice, nice.
Or as they say, it's a great pleasure to win this.
Spitting
man. You know how awards sound like that.
So presumably we get one trophy and we have to share it between the three of us.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to split custody like that VR headset that we had until we just all crack it and then two of us just buy our own trophies.
I think we've just got to win it in the next 2 years.
So we we all get one.
Yeah.
That's good. That's something to strive for.
Mm.
That's a nice little, you know, thing to work towards.
Finally, I have a goal in life.
Mm.
Nice.
The Australian Games Awards hat trick. Thank you for letting us win this beautiful Games Award.
Mm.
I'm going to cover it in lube and I'm going to have two different sex toys.
Oh, dear.
One for the front, one for the back.
Nice.
Great. The Snoop Dogg cookbook is the other one,
But yeah, exciting stuff,
we presume. The only explanation for, say, us not winning is some kind of weird, you know, like temporal event has occurred and the timelines have split. Because we did win the Games Award.
We are, to be fair, making the presumption... I'm going to take us out of the bit and break this fourth wall here. We're making the presumption that we didn't win. What if we did win and this is actually our acceptance speech and people are listening for the first time and they're like, oh, these guys suck.
Yeah, these arrogance. Guys are absolute cunts.
I am going to go out on a limb and say that that is funnier.
Sure.
I think.
Sure.
Don't be careful out there on that limb, Tommy.
Yes.
You're almost 2 inches away from the tree.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. That's way better.
Honestly care what happens with it anymore.
No, me either.
Ever since it stopped being a public vote, I lost interest because democracy is the only real force for good in this world.
Interesting take.
Yeah, once our odds shrunk on Sportsbet before I'd had a chance to put money. If I was sitting here now staring down the barrel of winning like 10 grand or whatever it was I was going to put on, I think I was going to put $100. No, it would have been $5,000.
Yeah.
If I'd put $100 on, I would have gotten $5,000 back if we'd won.
Yeah.
That would have been exciting. I would be bouncing off the walls.
I reckon I would also enjoy $5,000.
Yeah, that's not a...
that's my hot take for the
God,
episode.
God, that limb is just getting thicker and thicker.
Tommy, don't come too close to the tree.
Guys, it's pretty dangerous out here. Tell my family I love them.
Stop shouting in my ear. Yes,
you're 1 foot off the ground.
Well, you're the idiot that's up the tree and you're not even out on the limb. What are you just doing? Just sitting up on the edge of the branch of the tree.
Enjoying that view.
Drunk life, baby.
Yeah.
It is pretty good up here.
I haven't played jack shit this week. I'm going to come out and say it real early on.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
I've been too busy.
Yeah.
So I think I played about an hour of Super Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And that game remains fine.
Yeah.
I did a lot of smashing over the weekend while I was in Sydney. All right.
Okay. Then what were you doing when you weren't fucking that egg thing that you had?
That GameCube controller with oil all over it.
Oh. It just actually feels a little bit better.
Yeah, there's no lag.
Yeah. Like the Wii remote was good because it was like the right shape, but the GameCube controller, I don't know.
It reminds me of when I was like 14. Okay? It's like
all this, it's my choice for all the competitive jacking off that I do.
Yes, yeah.
I played classic mode co-op with a friend of the show, Angus Truscott.
Yes.
That was a very good time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I also
played some classic mode co-op with friend of the show, my brother.
Nice.
About a week ago or something.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It's good. It's really good.
I think I like the classic mode more than World of Light.
I completely agree. I've only been playing one game and it is Smash.
Yeah.
And I've probably played it all the way through classic mode with like 12 characters or something?
Yeah, right.
Right.
I really enjoy it a lot. Yeah.
It's good for... The thing I like about... I mean, the fighting is fine, but whatever mode you're playing in Smash, you're doing the same fighting. But seeing the fun little inventive ways they've worked those themes into the levels or into the characters that you fight is really cool. And the same with the World of Light stuff of seeing like, I wonder how they represent this character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
The problem with the World of Light thing is that I don't necessarily know heaps of the characters.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but I find even if you don't, I guess there's just a bit more variety in World of Light in terms of like you do matches where there's like these crazy stage conditions and like a lot of the enemies and they'll be really tiny and variable items and stuff. It is, you're right, it is whatever you're doing, it is basically the same thing, but World of Light is where all of the variable things that you can adjust are sort of turned up or down to their extremes.
Yeah.
More so than they are in classic mode. But yeah. I do agree, it is a lot more of a satisfying thing in the classic mode of like trying to work out like two or three matches in, if you sort of work, when you work out, oh, that's what they're doing here.
Mm.
Like Ryu's one is fucking great, where they, it's like a...
The which one, sorry?
The Ryu's one.
Oh, yeah.
Where it mimics the run that you do in Street Fighter 2.
Sick, right. Yeah,
so
exactly.
The first person you fight is Ken, and then it's just all other characters. So like Donkey Kong being green to represent Blanka. And
right.
Sick.
Right, that's
and exactly. They've even put the bonus mode that you do is in a different spot, because of where you do the bonus mode in Street Fighter 2.
Where
like it comes in halfway through, yeah.
Right. You punch so the car. Oh, yeah. That's fucking awesome.
The position of that is like in the middle as opposed to being right at the end, which is just such a small thing. But when you think about that they've had to sit and bother to do this for every character and like Dr. Yeah. Mario's one is always three of one character and they're red...
Right.
Blue and yellow, which is the colour of the pills. Yeah.
I love this shit.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
And then World of Light is similar, but like I don't really care if I'm fighting Ho-Oh.
Yes, I have the same experience. And I'm kind of just wandering around not knowing what I'm doing on that giant map.
Right.
And I find the tweaks to like the stage, sort of like the ground is lava or the ground is sticky, or I just find that stuff annoying. I just prefer the fun little... mini narrative of the classic mode and how that classic version of Smash is to play.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
World of Light does have more of an actual challenge to it because the classic mode, if you lose, you can just reset immediately. So you can't, it's basically impossible to not reach the end.
Yes.
Whereas World of Light, there are some where I'm like, okay, this is really fucking kicking my ass and I have to get smarter about how I'm doing this.
Completely bashing my head up against Ho-Oh, which is why I mentioned Ho-Oh life, and I can't be fucked.
Difficulty
of some of them.
Yeah,
because even not necessarily the hard ones, just the ones where it's like, oh, this is easier if you swap the spirit to a different type. It's like I can't be bothered doing that.
Yeah.
Like I just can't. I don't.
It's
because it's not quite produced well enough. It's not like. there's not those little story hooks like in that Subspace Emissary one where it's pushing me through it. It really feels like it was kind of shoved into it with like, okay, we got this much money, get done what you can. It's
yeah.
Like, I can draw you one map.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that'll have to do. Put in some shops that I don't get.
Yeah.
And like a couple of little dumb bits.
Yeah, the shop stuff is a little clunky, but all the rest of it, it really clicked for me over the weekend. Like I had a big session with it on the plane.
Yeah.
And I really, really am enjoying it now. Even though it's essentially an event mode with an overworld map.
For what it is, I like it.
Yeah.
But it's just not super grabbing me. Also, just because I've had no fucking time to put into it.
Yeah.
I think if I had like a big free weekend, then hey, I'd love it. I've lost my train of thought there because I just started thinking about all the shit I have to do.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but man, fucking being an adult sucks.
Uh-oh.
And I've been an adult for years.
That in a slightly different way?
Well, I'm just finding it. Okay, I'll put it in like a verb term.
Or right. Use like some sort of modern social media parlance.
It's like, I can't even with adulting. Because I've been an adult for many years now.
Nice.
Yes.
But just recently it's all clicked that like, oh, it's this forever.
Yeah.
Mm.
I just fucking don't have to put up with it.
Whoa.
I can leave.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I've got to stay and everyone does until the end.
Yeah.
In 5 years.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. You are mirroring some big thoughts that have come up on a certain therapist's couch from me in the last couple of months. It's like, when's it over?
What is the
It just
point?
Keeps fucking going and going.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
But genuinely, Last of Us Part 2, though.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get to that.
Yeah.
Sony has to be at E3 next year, or I might not make it to the next one.
I need Final Fantasy VII HD Remaster. I'm going to live a very long
life. You are immortal at this point.
Yes.
It's fine. It's just like,
I think I need something that's simple, straightforward, and easy and fun, and that's why I'm loving classic mode.
I need to get better at time management, too.
Oh!
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to fit in everything you want to do at all times. There are some people like, I played 20 hours of Red Dead, and it's like, how, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, so our friend Levins finished it.
40 hours in a day. Everyone else has 24 and
he is immortal, and he's got like some time machine.
Two children, and he finished it within a week. And his final playtime was like 36 hours.
Yeah, that's
like not only did he reach the ending or just unlock all the characters, he 100%ed it. That is wild.
I love it. I wish I
I'm envious.
I wish I whatever we could. I've got like 4 jobs. That's why.
Yeah.
Blow job, suck job, hand job.
Rim job. He gives me shit about not finishing enough games, and I go, it should be me giving you shit about the number of games that you do finish because you have a fucking family.
Yeah.
That's great. And his kids are cool and they're clearly well looked after. How dare he?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, his kids are great. I had lunch with them over the weekend and his son did something very funny where he was like, I'm going to do a magic trick for you. And he held a plastic water bottle up in front of me and he said, now close your eyes. And I closed my eyes and then he goes, now open your eyes. And I opened my eyes and he was holding the bottle, but he had taken the lid of the bottle off and just put it on the table. And he was like, where the top of the bottle go?
It's
come off. Now, that's great. Like, I love the idea of like you go and see a magic show and it's just literally Copperfield on stage going, now everyone close your eyes.
Do it. I mean, that is, but if you use a mirror for a trick and shit, that is basically shutting someone's eyes.
Well,
true.
Magic is literally like just misdirection, right? It that's is true, just like, yeah, look over tricks. There, I've done the thing.
Mm.
I'm going to be the
smart.
First magician where I point at exactly what I'm doing. And that's the misdirection. Well, then I rob someone.
But then, close up, man.
Yeah, then you're Penn.
Now
then,
you see me.
Then you're Penn and Teller. That's what their whole thing is.
Who?
Penn and Teller.
Ben and Teller. And who? You could be Teller.
The famous magicians. You know Penn and Teller.
Never heard of them.
Really?
Sounds like BS.
No, of course I've heard of them.
Oh, okay.
I said the thing that they do.
Huh?
Anyway. Oh, fuck, I'm tired.
You just shrugged. You didn't say anything. I said BS.
Yeah.
Oh.
But Smash Brothers is all right. It's SB, good. Actually. Smash Brothers.
Mm, yes, sorry.
Very nice.
Yeah. But it really, like, it gets repetitive after a bit too. Only having little patches to play it in, it really does feel like, okay, this is the same game all of the time.
Yeah. I
like.
That's a bigger discussion because you could say that's true of almost anything.
And I tend to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I think true. I just have a pretty short fuse for that sort of stuff. Mm.
Your review of so many games is like, yeah, it's Smash Brothers.
Yeah. You do this thing for about a minute and then you do it again.
Yeah. Because I like to have my expectations broken. You know what I mean? And it does not do that.
Which is why you liked Nier.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Nier was fucking awesome for that, where it's fucking with you the whole time, like a close-up magician.
With a short skirt.
And a long
jack-off machine.
Yours is way better.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cake. What a great band.
Yeah.
I forgot that band's name was Cake. Yeah, all right,
I love Cake. I legitimately love that band.
Yes.
It's just eggs, flour, and wheat.
Mm.
Wheat. I mean milk.
That's a missed opportunity for all the members of the band Cake to not have just named themselves.
What's up? It's me, Eggs.
It's me, self-raising flour.
I'm here, salt. Ah, fuck, I fucked it. I mean sugar. Sugar in the next one. I'm salt for now. Sorry, I ruined the cake.
I think what I'm enjoying the most about Smash is it's just like, to me it feels like the perfect thing off the back of having sunk so much time into Red Dead. Mm-hmm. Like, it is such a different experience to that.
I also like it for that. I've actually sort of been like, well, I've been playing a lot of Switch. I want to turn my PS4 back on and play something. And I'm not in the mindset at all to play Red Dead.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, I loved it, but I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to go back to that thing that is the same thing over and over again in 3-minute bursts.
But yeah.
It's good for that. I think it's the time of year that I need something that simple.
You so need those palate cleanser things in between. Like after Persona, I can't remember what it was, but there was definitely a little bit of time where I was like, oh, I can't fucking do it anymore.
Yep.
I can't do it.
Yep.
I got to build all this fucking furniture. I shouldn't have thrown it all away. I can't do it anymore.
Well, I like with Smash where I do feel myself getting better at it and coming up against those things that are kicking my ass and taking me a long time to get through. And I was thinking about this in relation to Red Dead where I don't think that that is a game, and not just that game, but like I guess Rockstar games as a whole and probably a lot of other open world games as well. I don't feel like they are games that really challenge you. I don't feel like I ever have moments in Rockstar games where there's one bit of it that I have to try again and again and again and again and again where you have to get better and better and better to get through the game. I feel like a lot of it is go here and do this and that's fun while you're doing it and not to say that that means it's a lesser game or anything, but it is an interesting thing with the way they make games where you kind of can't really fail at them. Do you think like I'm only up to the epilogues, there were maybe a couple of missions that I had to try twice in Red Dead. And a lot of the time that was that was only ever down to like me just like not being able to get on with the controls. Yeah. Like riding my horse around and it going into a tree and then me dying. And then it's like, oh, okay, I'll just start this again. It wasn't like the thing of like, fuck, I just have to start playing this better to be able to get through this mission. Well, like, I never had that with it.
I fucking sucked at the hunting and some of the side stuff.
I was going to say, the stuff, especially from the first Red Dead, because I'm not at the point that I got to with the first one where I am doing every challenge, every hunting mode, like every, you know, shoot down. There were things like shoot, you know, 5 birds while you're on a moving train and like stuff like that, which is difficult and it takes practice to get better at.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's not in the main story.
And it's a different type of skill to the fighting game type of skill, which I guess Smash Brothers still is, where you really have to get just physically good at it.
But I don't think
your thumbs have to move in terms of those Smash Brothers.
You're right. Yes.
Yeah.
I think Uncharted is quote unquote guilty of that too. Mm. Like you can finish Uncharted, you just put the time in. You just devote the hours to having this experience happen on your screen.
Yeah.
Whereas, other games like Celeste would be a good example, like platformers that are kind of designed to really kick your ass where as you, like towards by the end of playing it, you are inarguably better at playing it through what it's taught you to do over playing it.
That like late 2000s, early 2010s, Dark Souls-y time, Super Meat Boy and all those sorts of games coming out and becoming popular again of like, no, if you're bad at this, fuck off.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that has just become very common.
Yeah.
Like half of games are that, it seems like now, and half of the other kind where it's like, yeah, whatever, man, you can get through this.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't feel like I got any, I don't feel like I was any better at the end of Red Dead than I was at the start.
I couldn't tell you what there is in there that I could have gotten better at. Do you know what I mean? It feels like it was all like...
Yeah, I guess that's a bit of my point. Yeah, it's like you're agreeing with this. Probably the shooting, but again, that's weighted in such a way where it's like...
It's not
maybe
hard.
Once in a rare while you get overrun or whatever, but then it's like by the second, maximum third go,
you're fine.
Like you can pretty easily do it.
They're very forgiving in
the shootouts. And Uncharted is the same.
It's not trying to be different, and you said that as well, but like, I mean, it's not trying to... be different from itself in that it's not trying to be difficult.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
It's focusing itself.
I'll take a little longer to say it next time.
It's focusing itself on the writing and the experience. And so it wants you to be able to get through all of it because it wants you to get to the end and to see it.
Yeah.
Does Smash Brothers have the little descriptions for what each of the spirits are? I kept forgetting to look every time I played it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't looked at that either.
Because the trophies, in like Melee used to have a little thing of like, this is Bob. He was in Earthbound.
Oh.
It'll tell you what franchise that they're from.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it has a write-up of like...
See, I missed that.
He's
Lacara. I think she's from...
Yeah, that's part of the problem I have with Smash Bros. Not problem, it's not massive, but it just there's less personality. Like the Wii U one was even worse, where it just felt bare.
Yeah.
And then this one, it still feels a bit like that, where it doesn't feel like it has the fun little bits and pieces.
Yeah, I think
it has some of them, but not as much as used to be in it.
It really depends. Like, you can have 70 spirits, and you're like, oh, that's fucking that character. I can't believe they've included that. It's my favorite character from X random game that I haven't played in 20 years. Oh, there's another one.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that with enough stuff in it, then, it's a little less personal.
Just the picture for me isn't even enough. Like,
sure.
If I see Otacon, I'm like, oh, cool. I remember that photo of Otacon from magazines because it's a press image.
Yeah.
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 And there's nothing more. I'm like, okay. Mm. You put that JPEG in there. I'm being down on it unnecessarily. It's still cool, but...
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I was thinking about that when I was playing it the other day, and it feels... I wonder which came first, whether they wanted to just have a way of including heaps of other, images or references from games, and they kind of worked back from that, or whether it was like, hey, we should put some kind of event mode in here with some kind of RPG-ish elements. What are some ways we can kind of boost that up and make it a bit more interesting than just like, hey, guess what? You fight 10 Mr. Game & Watches and they're tiny. Like, I kind of would, even if I don't super know the character, just you see their little picture and you can kind of get a bit of what they're meant to be from that. And it's like, oh, that's cool that they've represented it that way.
I don't feel negatively about it, but I also don't feel positively about it. Like, when I'm in World of Light mode and I'm like, oh, I got to pick a different spirit for this guy. And at this point, like, I've got 50 spirits and I recognize 4 of them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know who that little man is.
Like, and I've stopped giving a shit about that as well. Like, I just know, oh, well, Tron Bonne is at level 61.
Yes.
I'll use her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've started getting more into the support ones and, like, the effects that they give you.
Mm.
So, like, the levels where the floor is on fire and having a thing that reduces your lava damage or getting a new one and it coming up like, oh, it does this and going, oh, that's going to be really handy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going around in circles.
Well, speaking of circles.
Fucking hell.
Certain circles that I move in.
Oh, that's okay.
Have whispered into my ear a couple of little news pieces. Ah,
and ears are like circles on your head.
My little birds are out there speaking me.
Your little sparrow.
Bits of information.
Someone in a circle that you're in whispered in your ear, hey, put your dick in this and jump off into it. Merry Christmas, Adam.
Yes.
Don't worry, it's wet. Like, just, it's any time. Yeah, anyway, whatever. What's interesting out of this?
What is it first?
News.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that was a segue into news in general.
Yeah, because I've been whispering some little bits and pieces. Okay. How did you not get that?
I thought you were going to lead into a specific story.
No, no, no.
Okay.
I don't know what story. Oh, Kingdom Hearts 3 apparently got out there.
Yes.
It's like a month away still.
So what, the whole game has leaked?
Looks like it. It looks like one of those situations where like a disc falls off the back of a truck type of thing.
Cool.
I believe.
I love trucks.
Yeah. Tonka trucks.
The rumor is that it was stolen from a shipping company.
Right.
It's since been said that they've caught the person. But if you give a shit about the Kingdom Hearts 3, story,
yes,
then feel free to look everywhere on the internet, because even if you read a spoiler, it won't make sense.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. It's the first truly unspoilerable piece of art. Yeah.
Oh, Mickey's heart falls out of the...
yeah.
No, I can't believe I have to figure that out in the next month and a half before the game actually comes out.
Oh, yeah, are you going to play... Yeah, because you hated... Famously, you hated the first one.
I hated the first one. I want to play the rest still for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
Because I played that first one, so I feel a bit invested now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I bought the others, so I'm very fucking literally invested now. So I'm going to go through and try and play some of them before 3 comes out. So I can talk about it with knowledge.
Some context, yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to get through. I'm going to wait for the reviews because, you know, I'm sure they'll make a thing out of whether or not you can get anything out of it if you haven't played the others. So I'm kind of waiting on that. I'm ready to get it and ready to enjoy it, but I just want to know that you can go in fresh, which I assume you can.
I'd assume you can go in if you read a big fucking chunk of Wikipedia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I have.
Right.
I'm going to see if it looks good. Because a lot of the stuff keeping me at arm's length from that first one, which I did try to play as well, was it just looks shitty. Like it doesn't hold up visually.
It feels shitty too.
Right.
Is the biggest problem. The controls were the fucking biggest thing in that game.
But like a dumb JRPG with Disney elements that looks nice.
Yeah.
You know?
This one looks pretty good.
Yeah. Like,
this one looks great.
Yeah.
I think it's going to look great up on that. Oh, and let's give another shout out to the Samsung N. I always forget
NU7100.
NU7100.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, another listener put in our Facebook group that they
Tyler,
that
maybe?
They bought one.
Yeah, yes.
So we are really doing numbers on this thing, boys.
Yeah. We've sold a lot of Switches and we've sold a lot of Samsungs.
Sold a lot of Switches and a lot of TVs.
Yeah.
Damn. What does it cost us along the way?
Well, it certainly doesn't benefit us. Yeah, it was Tyler. Tyler, my D&D mate over in, I think, one of the Carolinas. He's somewhere in the US.
Right.
He's going in on a TV.
Love it. Hello. It's probably like the same, you know, people will tweet us like, oh yeah, I bought that TV you talked about. Probably the same person who's like, can't be fucked chipping in $1 for the Patreon, but I will buy this $2,000 TV that you talked about once.
Anyone who chips in even a dollar, I love. Speaking of chipping in a little bit of money for something.
Yes.
I was going to say Alfonso Cuarón. Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yes.
Who's Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
He is suing Fortnite and, well, Epic Games.
Yes.
For stealing his dance from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the Carlton dance, where he swings his arms from side to side.
Yep.
A very good description of what dancing is.
Yeah, man.
These humans swing their arms from side to side.
He's suing Epic, and so is that little backpack kid from Katy Perry being on Saturday.
Yeah. Little Flossing boy.
So Flossing's in a bunch of games now.
Yes. Mm.
So he should be suing Microsoft for Forza. Mm. He should be suing a bunch of other ones. Mm. But yeah.
It's an emote in a lot of games.
Exactly. You can dance in Fortnite if you want to, and so he's
leave your friends behind.
He's suing them. I don't think there's been much progress on the case or anything.
I don't know, man. This is one of those things that I know a lot of people would look at just the headline and go, "Wow, 2018 really is the fucking worst." Mm. But I'm into it.
Yeah,
like
I'm on his
you
side.
You can't
I'm
say it's side. Boring. Yeah. Yeah.
I am on his side as well.
The backpack kid is a kid known as the backpack kid is suing a video game for stealing his meme dance. Honestly, I know this phrase gets overused, but what a time to be alive!
Absolutely,
it's so fucking good.
Yep,
I he owns that dance. I reckon if someone does a dance and you're like, oh, the dance that person does,
yes,
then you can say I own the intellectual fucking property of that dance.
Was the moonwalk patented?
I think probably
yes.
Michael Jackson stole that.
Oh.
Is apparently how it happened. That was something that someone else did. I can't remember who. It was like Cab Calloway or some shit.
Yeah, right? Okay.
And he just started doing it. Now people associate it with him. So there would be a case there if they both were still alive, which they're very much not.
Yes.
But so like, and that backpack kid, he's the flossing kid.
Yeah.
If I think of flossing, I think of gingivitis.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, I go, oh, right, it's a dance now as well.
Yeah, I never, I don't know. Yeah, I had sort of forgotten that it was a thing that one specific person did, to be honest.
Well,
like,
you're
I
not
thought
a legal
it was just a dance move.
Professional.
But I'm sure this is what they'll argue. But if without him, like, copywriting it or anything like that.
I think you can, I don't know everything about copyright law, but I'm pretty sure if it comes down to cases like this, I think this has happened in the past with other things. If you can say that this is a thing that is so closely associated with me that if you asked a random person, it is more than reasonably likely that they will say, that's that guy's thing.
Yeah.
Right, but the problem with it is I think a lot of those dances now, people would now go, oh, that's the Fortnite dance. Fortnite is so big and ubiquitous that I think Backpack Kid is still pretty obscure.
I disagree.
I think it was like people got into flossing. I remember hearing about flossing for months before being aware, like, oh, this is the kid that started it.
But he definitely started. You can paint the trajectory from him doing it.
For sure.
If there's a video of him on YouTube doing it, so, hey, if he uploaded himself
a USB stick in an envelope with that dance.
But if he's like filmed doing it, especially like on his own account.
Yeah.
Then I think that probably does count.
Yeah, right? Because you don't have to literally send someone a thing to own the intellectual property rights to something. You don't have to actually go like, me, copyrighted.
No, especially in Australia, like if you're an artist, it's just you automatically have copyright to your work.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's where Carlton's lucky.
Yes. Exactly.
The one reason that man is lucky.
Well, he can't be that. If he's suing a video game, you know, he must be.
But if he doesn't, then he doesn't own it anymore.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not that he necessarily wants money from them. He just wants to own it. That's like why Jet Li wasn't in the tuxedo.
What?
I'm pretty sure. There was some movie he wanted to do where they were like, any of the motion capture footage we own.
Oh, right.
And he was like, well, no, I don't want you to own my punches.
Those are my moves. Yes. Yes. Right, interesting. Yeah.
Get away from my moves.
Yeah.
But that's what being in a movie is. You go and you do the stuff and
but
they
you
own
would
the
normally
stuff that
you own
do.
The shit that you did in a movie. But they were like, no, we'll own your data.
Interesting. But they need to own the data because they're paying you to do the movie.
Yeah.
If you're in a movie, you don't own your tapes.
You own your the rights to your likeness.
No, you're
and
being
stuff
paid
often.
To give them the rights to the ad.
To those specific moments.
I think
than
it's only
owning
a martial
the
arts
movement
thing.
Itself.
I think like anyone else, probably. It's like, no, it's fine. But a martial artist, it's like, that is my career. I would do that in the next movie.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want anyone owning it.
I'd do a kick in the next movie.
What if someone owns my walk? I got a cute little wiggle I do.
God, you got a copyright it.
Yeah.
I hate flossing, by the way. I hate it. It really grinds my gears.
Right.
I fucking hate the
dance. It is really stupid.
Yeah.
I can't figure out how to do it.
Neither. I've never tried.
Try it. What if you love it? Stand up and try it right now. You can't fucking do it in a chair.
He's doing it.
I'm doing the best flossing that ever has happened. I still hate it.
You were doing like old cartoon catwalks down a street.
I was moonwalking while flossing.
Oh. I've got a good video of me in Japan at a gallery, and they have this like projected thing on a screen, and it's a 3D model of like a mannequin, like a blank slate mannequin, and you stand on a platform and it like mimics your movements.
Oh, yeah.
And I started flossing, and it's great because the 3D model can't keep up. Like it can't get its head around flossing.
Oh, yes.
Like you're trying to do it and it's like its arms just kind of keep fucking spasming out because it can't work out how to mimic those humans and their crazy dance moves.
Well, it probably detects that it's the Backpack Kid's dance and it's like, I won't do it.
It doesn't want to get sued.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just alarm goes off. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Virgin alert. Two men in suits escort me out of the gallery.
Speaking of Epic, they launched a store.
Yes, I was going to say there's so much more money for this kid to get now because of that.
Like a bricks and mortar?
Like Steam.
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Their own version of it. I mean, there's not much more to say about it at this point. They're giving away a free game, I think, every month for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So Subnautica you can get for free now, which is actually pretty good. I played some Subnautica. I don't know if I ever remember talking about it.
Maybe just a little. This is along the lines of the Disney getting their own streaming service thing.
Exactly.
Of like, all right, fuck it. Everyone's doing their thing now.
I mean, Ubisoft, EA, some others. Activision has the Blizzard one. A bunch of ones already have their own stores, and so it's probably a good thing that they're segmenting even more just in terms of competition and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Steam is almost a monopoly, so
when it's segmented in terms of publishers, it removes competition in terms of like retailers, because then GOG can't offer a game for a cheaper price than JB because it's only sold through Epic Game Store.
Maybe, yes. Maybe. If it's only, if it's exclusive to it.
Yes.
For sure. But of course, a publisher, if they can make it exclusive to themselves, will.
Yeah, yeah.
But then for third party ones, it can actually kind of make it better because they get a better cut from Epic than they would if they're on Steam.
Right.
Is apparently the way it works.
Right.
So say, I don't remember exactly what it is, but say it's 70-30 on Steam, it's 80-20 on Epic.
Right.
I believe is one of the benefits for them. Also, Discord.
Sure.
They're launching a store as well. They're giving an even bigger revenue split. And I think it's like, yeah, put up whatever, man. We don't care.
Right.
Right.
People are sharing weird fucking porn on this thing. We don't give a shit. What else happened?
I think there's we've got a Discord, don't we now?
What? Now, I'm going to sound a million years old. Maybe? What is it?
It's a gaming chat.
Right.
It's
not. Is it just gaming though?
It doesn't have to be, but it's like marketed around that.
Right.
And it's basically a thing where you can all talk. And okay. It's and I'm all talk.
It's telephone.
Yeah, it's like a telephone. Yeah, granddad. Like
oh, I've been on it. I know why. For the Dungeons and Dragons group, we did it on that. And so it's like you can have voice chat or maybe video chat, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But it's just like free, you know, group chat stuff.
Skype, think along those lines.
Yeah.
And right, now okay. They have
an e-store, I guess.
But yeah, pretty gaming themed, gaming centric.
Yeah.
That's it.
I have been playing a bit of Katamari Damacy.
Oh, yes.
Re-roll, remix.
Re-roll!
Which is apparently doing well on the Switch eShop charts at least. Given that it came out on the day of the same day as Smash Brothers,
yeah,
which I thought, like this
fastest selling Nintendo game ever or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I really thought, oh man, this game's going to get buried. Mm. And I certainly haven't spent as much time with it as I would have liked. When it got announced, I was very excited for it because it's one of those ones that people have always like talked about for years and years and years and years. Got a real cult following. Looks extremely my shit, and I am enjoying it, even though it is, and I will say I think this is deliberately so, very hard to get on with.
Yes. Yes.
It is difficult to control. So you're a little...
My ears are burning.
To get on with difficult to control.
You're this little alien guy and your dad has like gotten rid of all the stars and so he sends you down to Earth to kind of roll up as much stuff as you can into a ball.
And then you throw it into the sky, yeah, it becomes a star.
So you're kind of going around these little areas trying to, roll stuff up into a ball. You can't roll anything into the ball that's bigger than it, so there's some things in areas where you need to kind of wait to build up enough mass to go back and get it. So
my ears are burning.
It is, it controls very clunkily, but it is simulating you being this little guy pushing this big ball around. So part of the challenge is just kind of getting good at the kind of quick snap movements of changing direction without bumping into the wall and stuff like that.
In like a physics-y way where if you're kind of trying to predict where the ball will go or you're attached to the ball.
You're attached to the ball.
Right, and you just corner poorly.
Yes. Maybe.
Right.
It's – I said this in our group. It's the worst game experience I've ever had.
Yeah, that seemed like so massive of a statement.
It's – I hate the aesthetic. It's like that, like – 1 year after Tim and Eric came out, where everything was random rainbows and fucking polar bears. And
I don't know how
unicorns.
Much Tim and Eric influenced Japanese game design.
Well, it's the shitty one version though.
Right.
Like it feels like a ripoff of people doing like avant-garde comedy.
Okay.
And then
because this is from like 2003 originally, four maybe.
Something like then, that. PS2. Yeah.
Yeah. So all of that's fucked. The aesthetic, I hated. And then I couldn't control. I couldn't. And it was so frustrating. It was like, I don't know, like someone was like holding me away and I was like, oh, just let me reach it. Like I just couldn't get it to work.
I switched over to the simple controls and that made a huge difference for me.
Right.
The main thing that annoys me and I feel like... Because all the actual controlling of it, I do think that is kind of obtuse by design.
Sure, sure.
But then this, I think, is just more of an of its era thing. It fucks me off that you can't move the camera.
Yeah.
Like I keep getting into a tight spot and I think the default is to use both sticks for movement. I've now got it on just one stick for movement. And then I keep just because I'm used to, you know, 3D games being able to do this, trying to use the right stick to kind of swing around and see around a corner or pull out so I can get a bit of a viewpoint. And you can't do that. And that is really annoying me.
Yeah.
It's odd that, say whatever about the game at the time, but in a remaster in 2018, that probably is something that you got to add in.
Yeah, it's genuinely the most difficult to control game I've played, and I just couldn't get it. I just was so frustrated. I couldn't figure it out. It's I'm moving both sticks. I'm using buttons. I don't know how to play this game.
I love to cut to you twiddling fucking knobs on your oven on the TV. You're like, why isn't it working?
Yeah, or me trying to get my range hood to go. Yeah. I don't know. I would say try it on the simple controls, but if you don't like the aesthetic, I really like the aesthetic, and I think it the games of that era date very poorly visually, but I think it having a very deliberately simplistic, deliberately blocky style has really done it a lot of favors in the long run, where it doesn't look, because it's by choice, I actually think it looks good.
The quality looks good. Yes, definitely. Style-wise, whatever, that's down to taste. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. It doesn't look like a shitty old game.
Yeah. I think the music is really great in it.
I like the theme song. I've not played the game, but I know the theme song.
So far, every level I've done has a different song in it. Every level I've played has a different song in it so far they haven't repeated at all. So it's cool that there's new music for each level. Mm-hmm. And so the levels are all basically you've either got this amount of time to get your ball this big or just go for as long as you can in this time period and try and beat your score. So it reminds me of it's very of its time of I guess Crazy Taxi era of games. It was kind of time limits and these games that weren't that the progression wasn't going through huge levels and having a story. It was just these little self-contained 2-minute, very arcadey kind of things. Which and I'm really liking that aspect of it. And that's kind of a style of game that doesn't really seem to get made anymore.
Tony Hawk getting shit killed that.
Yeah. But it seems weird because it seems like it very much lends itself to an indie game sort of style, a smaller, cheaper kind of game where it's just have a couple of levels and just make it time attack. I guess it's probably what essentially roguelikes kind of are or
it's
whatever.
It's not far off what Smash Brothers is doing.
Yeah, fighting kinda, game. That's sort of a
timed,
good analog.
Bite-sized. But yeah, I'm enjoying it and I'm looking forward to playing a bit more of it over Christmas because I'm going away for a couple of days.
Where are you going?
None of your damn business.
Where's that? Where's that damn?
Let's just say I got to get into a certain sleigh and take a little trip around the globe on the eve of the 24th of December.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yes, Queen Slay? Is that something? Go off? Is that?
What are you boys going to play over the break? You got anything you're looking forward to digging into?
I don't have a break.
I like an absolute madman. I'm really considering playing Persona 5 again from the start.
Yeah, I'm gonna put some time into that.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think I want to fuck up those Kingdom Hearts games.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Yeah.
I want to play them. I want to play all the Yakuza games.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a bunch of Japanese shit I want to do.
Honestly, yes. I really was loving Yakuza 6.
Yeah.
And I was only a third of the way through it. So, yeah, I want to finish that. Just Cause 4, I intend to play.
Oh, yeah. It's annoying because everything I want to play at the moment is on the PS4. So it's kind of going away for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. There's stuff I want to do on the Switch, but I definitely would rather just be here for those couple of days.
Yeah. Mm. No, we'll do that. But in the meantime, next week.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Pretty exciting time of year.
Yeah.
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 It's our
it's the end of the year.
Yes.
Sleigh bells are a jingling.
Yes.
And
great
we
band.
Are what is?
Sleigh bells.
Is it really a band called Sleigh Bells?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Infinity Guitar.
Yeah.
Look that's impossible. we're going to do our Game of the Year episode next week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that'll be that'll be going up.
It'll be going up a bit later.
Yeah, we have to record on the day that we release,
and they're usually quite long.
Yes.
So
just hold your horses. Or your reindeer.
When we say late, we mean by like an hour
or two.
Barely worth mentioning.
Yes, you'll probably be in bed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, that's exciting. Hit us up with. I've been meaning to bring this up. We should do a little reader poll. Like we should do ours, and then we should put a thing up where people can vote, we'll collate them and read them out on the show.
Yeah. We definitely did. Yeah. We did it in Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah. With me.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we'll do that. So keep an eye out for that. We'll put that up soon.
Yeah.
But yes, Patreon. You can support us on that if you would like to.
Should we? Maybe we should talk about that next week at the start of the episode. The changes.
Yeah, I think so.
There will be changes. They're good changes, fun changes.
Better changes.
Stay tuned.
You're getting more.
You're getting way more.
And it starts in the new year.
Yeah.
Yep.
2020.
That's our Christmas present to you, the people who pay us.
Filthycasuals.com for links to the socials and everything, the Facebook, the Twitter, and all that kind of business.
It's all there.
It's all there.
You get on Instagram, you'll see a picture of the bench that Knox tripped over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's going off. It's the most
popular
thing.
It's at a weird angle because so that you can't tell what building I live in,
It
right?
actually, yes, exactly. Yeah. People have said it makes it look more favourable for your story, Knox. People
are the bench looks favourable anyway. That like I'm annoyed that people think it was trick photography.
Yeah,
because it's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, literally the
Ben
most
did some airbrushing.
Most like it's a bench, but there's you go on Instagram, Facebook, all that shit. We post dumb stuff there occasionally. So get around it.
All right, guys. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
do not get me a fleshlight for Christmas.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.